Blog Talk Radio.
Relaxing with your ice glass, iced tea on the side, collard greens in the foyer, you know, I'm going to put it out there. But I want you to be relaxed because I'm going to lay it on you today. We got Minister D in the house and Minister Lolo. What's going on, y'all? What's happening?
What's happening, y'all?
You know, they, you know, it's kind of delayed reaction. You know how I'd be on TV, like when, you know, they say something and they wait for the satellite to go through, you know, the, and then they come on, that's how they are. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we are so grateful to have y'all on. Tonight we're going to have a music party, independent gospel artist festival. That's what we're having tonight.
Didn't know.
We're going to have a musical time. We're going to be less talking and more music because I want to hear my peoples put it down for the Lord. I tell you, Minister D say he want to tolerate y'all. He know he been, you know, taking quite a few vacations lately. You know, he can do that, you know. But go ahead and say something to the people out there, Minister.
Well, you know, all I'm going to say is, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
The story I got today is a good one.
Okay.
I say, talk about an overachiever. We have a 16-year-old who receives a high school diploma this week. She won't be looking forward to 4 years of college, but that's not because she won't be getting a higher degree. But she received a college diploma days before graduating high school.
How did she do that?
She attended Florida Atlantic University High School in Boca Raton, where students are given the opportunity to dual enroll in college courses and earn credits for
right.
a higher degree.
She
was 13 at Broward College and took classes throughout the summer. So she was able to finish it before 4 years. So she received her degree from Florida Atlantic University. She's one of nine children. Now, two older siblings received her college degree early, but her mother said her daughter is a particularly quick learner. Said she was very accelerated. She started reading at the age of two, and she could perform as well as her older sister, who was 3 years her senior. Now, the mother told, now the Bush, who was still start a master's program, said she would eventually like to go to law school and become a Chief Justice of the United States.
All right, now, that's what I'm talking about.
Wow, awesome.
That's what I'm talking about.
Graduated at the age of 16.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is, won't he do it?
He will. Congratulations. Right. What's her name? Yes. Do you have a name?
Grace Bush.
What is her name?
Grace Bush. Grace.
Grace Bush. Grace Bush. All right, Grace Bush. Well, you know, I know a lot of Bushes in Florida. Mm-hmm.
See, now, my question is, my statement is, see, you know, it's all about how you carry yourself and how you walk this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
A woman like her, see, she ain't going to have no fool running up on her with his pants hanging off his butt trying to talk to her. See,
that's,
you know, he gonna,
she don't know.
He going to have to come to her correct.
That's right.
But she got it together.
Standards. It's called standards. Mm-hmm. Raising
mm-hmm.
your standards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. Raising it. That's so wonderful. I have one grandson that's taking his college courses now, and a granddaughter that's taking her college courses now. My granddaughter, she's in the 10th grade, just got promoted to the 11th. She's been taking college courses all last year. And my grandson is, he's in the 9th, and he's going to the 10th, and he's been taking college courses all this year in the 9th grade. So I'm hoping when they get through, they can have their 4-year college degrees also. Oh, baby, it's on and popping.
Love this thing.
It is, but I'm so glad that they have that for them. Then they study all this stuff, and then when they get out, I think they'll have a chance of getting a job right off. I really do. Besides the ones that you have to go through all the schooling and everything.
We're talking about the same week.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I graduated from high school on Monday. I'll be graduating from college on Thursday.
College on Thursday. Oh, that's what I'm talking about right now. Oh, sucky. But he is what he is because he's the Almighty God, and you can do all things through Christ. We're strengthening you. For those of you all that's thinking, you don't know what you're going to do, that's a good story to just get a little anchorage on that. Okay? We're going to bring it to you right now. Here he is, by Sandrina Taylor. Y'all check it out.
For we know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. So when you go to him, you must first believe that he is, and whatever you need, God got it. Yeah.
my soul. That's Sandrina Taylor coming out of West Palm Beach. Ashanti, he is. Oh, yeah. I know y'all heard that tune before. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, but before we go any further.
I know not what you speak of.
You don't?
I've never heard that before.
What are you talking about? Heavens, Lord. Well, let me pray for you right now, because I need to pray anyway. Oh, holy one of Israel. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, thanking you and praising you for another day, another Memorial Day, Lord God. Lord, we just thank you. We ask you, Lord God, to touch each and every listener this tonight that's listening to our broadcast, Lord God. Lord, we also ask you to bless the families of all the families that who have had men and women in the military today, Lord God. And we ask you to strengthen them, to continue to remember those soldiers, Lord God, that fought on the battlefield for our safety in the name of Jesus. And Lord, continue to bless each and every person that I know and that all of us know, because we love you so much. Give us the strength to continue to be in Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
I've been on the battlefield, Lord, too.
I know. I hear it in your voice. I hear it.
You know, the old folk used to sing a song, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.
And what did you learn on the battlefield? What did you learn, anything?
I ain't talking about all that. I just like
you
the song.
My God. Right now, Lord. Right now, Lord, help us, Jesus. War, Lord, brothers, because I tell you, Minister D.
I'm calling your name, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name, cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name,
cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now, cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I wake it hard, and sometimes I get up. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, cause I need you
right now.
Sing of this song right now, cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Lord, I'm singing this song right now, cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Oh, sometimes I get tired, sometimes I get weak, but I'm calling. In the palm of your hand,
right now, Lord.
Sometimes I'm weak,
right now, Lord.
And sometimes I'm tired, Lord,
right now, Lord.
And I need you to rock me,
right now, Lord.
In the cradle of your own, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Sometimes I'm down and I'm low,
right now, Lord.
Sometimes I'm sick in my body,
right
Lord.
Now, Lord.
Won't come
from you,
Lord,
right now.
make it all right.
but don't let Satan ride.
Yeah,
I asked the young man, the would he go, did he want a ride? He said, yes, ma'am. See, when I heard that, yes, ma'am, I said, okay, he's a little humble, okay. So I asked the man how far was he going. He said, I'm only going down the street here about a mile down the road, but I just really needed a ride. Now, things on my mind. So I said, okay, I'll take you on down there.
Mm-hmm.
So when he got in the car, you know, I had my radio going, praising the Lord like I do, working on my E. He asked what I cut the radio off. So I said, excuse you. He said, ma'am, I don't mean no harm, but I really don't want to hear no music right now. I said, I'm thinking to myself, oh, I done got a psycho. He going to tell me about cutting off my radio? Okay. So I said, well, are you asking me or are you telling me? No, ma'am, I was just asking if you would. I said, okay, I'm going to cut it off. We ain't got more about a mile. But okay, all right. So I'm trying to hold a conversation with the man, you know, to try to be nice. So he started telling me, ma'am, you got the AC on? I said, yeah, I got the AC on. He said, you think you might want to cut that off, excuse you?
Huh?
He said, because it's a little too cold in here, and I might catch a cold. But you just was outside there looking like you done been wet in the rain 100 times. But you want me to cut my AC off and sweat down a mile down the street to drop you off? I said, son, you're asking me quite a few too many things for me to be changing my whole way of living in my own car as I drive. He said, no, ma'am. And, you know, the way he said, ma'am, that time kind of rung in my spirit. I said, that don't sound too good. So I kind of pulled on over. He said, well, ma'am, no, I want the ride. You know, he said, if you don't feel like taking me down there, if you got a car, I can drive, you know, and you can rest. I say, get behind me. He said, get up out of my car, because you don't tell me how to drive my car. Matter of fact, I ain't going that way. I said, get on out here. And I don't want to tell y'all what I told that young man. I put him on out on the curb. Yes, I did. And because I'm trying to get my E, but I really don't want to tell you. But I just had to bring that to you. Don't let Satan rob, because he just might want to drive. Now, didn't that song match what I just told you, Minister? Didn't it kind of match? The cane that gave him a ride that he wanted to drive.
Well, you know. I kind of feel like sometimes the devil ends up driving because we never learn how to drive ourselves. Some of y'all
are kicking.
Amen.
I was driving myself. And Minister Lois is going to go talk about amen. What's going on around here, Lord? Y'all going to have to pray for me today. I see I'm going to have to straighten a couple of lines. They might call me crazy, but I'm not crazy. Y'all gonna excuse me for a minute. We got a little family and radio meeting to have. I'm going to play this song called The Crazy, because I ain't crazy. I'm
they call me crazy. Love more than I see. Can't separate me from this love that I believe. I'm not crazy. He believes in me. I believe in him. Faith in what I cannot see. Used to chase the temporary things that I could see. Couldn't see that everything I wanted wasn't the love you had for me. Until one day you picked me up, gave me something to believe. Now I'm free to love what I can't see. So let them call me crazy.
Call me crazy.
Loving what I cannot see.
Loving what I cannot see.
From this love that I believe. I'm not crazy.
Holding on tight, never letting them go. My one desire is to know you.
God bless the Lord. Call me crazy, Aaliyah Franklin. That's who that is, y'all. Well, I tell you, Minister D, you need to say something nice to Sister Vandas. You know she's working on her E. Why are you trying to upset her? She's trying to get some understanding. It was what she did was right or wrong. So could anybody just kind of elaborate on that? And that's what she was trying to get. She's very upset right now. She didn't.
We're here to enlighten and educate, our believers out there. So I'm just saying, a lot of times the devil ends up driving because we never learn how to drive ourselves. I'm just saying.
And could you elaborate on that for her? I mean, because, Minister Lord, she said you amened it, so I'll let you elaborate on it. Minister Lois.
Yeah.
She said that you amen. So could you elaborate on and give us an understanding as to what Minister Derek was talking about?
Well, I'm sure Evangelist knows how to drive. I think he was just speaking in reference to letting the devil drive, that we shouldn't let the devil drive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope she heard you because you said you did call her Evangelist, so.
Yeah, that was
Evangelist. A compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I was trying not to preach this on today, but a lot of times the devil come in and take control. Because we don't learn to drive because we don't learn the word. And how to maintain control of our
Well, I'm quite sure the listeners even know you're gonna get I ain't gonna say it on the air. But just let me let Ty Tribbett say a little bit. Somebody know it's the name of this song is called Chasing After You. I mean, kinda put it, see if you can put it in perspective what I'm trying to say.
One thing I desire, and that's what can't continue life day by day, growing dry. I need to be with you,
Jesus.
I'll seek where you are, and I will go from faith to faith, from glory to glory.
Chasing after the Lord, because I will never know it all, and I want to know as much as I can so that I can be a blessing to the people of God. I tell you, that's an awesome song. Got me in tears today.
Well, you know, the Bible says he's a rewarder of those who diligently.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Right now we got Minister Lois Vernon, Candy Joy, Almond Joy.
Almond Joy.
Almond Joy. Coming at you, inspiration caught up, bring it, bring it, bring it.
Stay safe, stay safe, stay safe.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good evening out in Radio Lands. We just bless God this evening for being here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. We're going to talk to you this evening. Can I change my mind? Are you ready to receive all God has for you? God wants to bless you, but can you conceive it? Will you believe it in order to receive it? Conceive, in other words, can you picture that? Visualize. Can you see it? I used to teach women who were transitioning from welfare to work, and one of the things I used to tell them was, if you can see it, you can have it. So I had them make collages of what they wanted their life to be and the occupation they wanted to obtain. Upon completion, I never saw so many smiles. For the first time, many of them never even gave it a thought of what they could have or be in life. But that put a seed of a dream. In other words, it's a mind thing. The Bible tells us that one of the highest and ultimate goals that God has in store for each one of us is our transformation in Him. And this transformation is accomplished by the renewing of your mind. Yeah, God truly wants to bless you today. Do you believe that? For some of you, He wants to heal you. Can you conceive that? Will you believe that in order to receive the healing? The Bible goes on to tell us that God wants to sanctify us and transform us into the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. He wants to make us better, both on the inside and the outside. The kind of transformation is actually done by the renewing of our minds in the Lord. Romans 12 and 2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Two ways we can change, putting away and putting on. First, we're going to deal with putting away. 1 Corinthians says in 13 and 11, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, a woman, mature Christian, saved, delivered, set free, I put away childish things. I wonder, can I change my mind? The things I used to do, I don't do them no more. The places I used to go, I don't go, that I used to hang around. I had to love them and leave them. Because you see, the old man had passed away. I wonder, can I change my mind? 2 Corinthians says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Ephesians 4 and 31 says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Put it away from you. Hebrews picked it up and said, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. I wonder, can I change my mind? Further down in the scriptures, it says that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed by the spirit of your mind. There it is. That's the transformation. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying. Some of us have got so good at lying that we believe our own lies. But there is where we have to do this. Speak every truth with his neighbor, for we are members one to another. Be not angry and sin not. Least not, let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Somebody, the devil made me do it. Don't give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor. Every time you turn on the news, somebody done robbed somebody and broke into someone's home. We need to stop stealing. Stop stealing, working. Work with your hands. Work that thing that is good that he may have to him, to give to him that need it. When somebody needs you, you need to have it. Let your words help and heal and not destroy. People, we need to put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor. Why do we need to do this? Because we're on a journey. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We need to put on the whole armor, that breastplate of righteousness. Our feet need to be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We need to take on the shield of faith. We need to put on that helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit. My mind is gone. Oh, wonder cannot change my mind. The Holy Ghost done took my mind. My mind is gone. Oh, I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm on the right track. I'm going
going all the way. There is no turning back. I took my faith from man and I placed it in my Savior's hand. I wonder, can I change my mind? As I pray for you out in radio land today, God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, courage to change the things we can, and wisdom to know the difference. We pray for the men and the women, oh Lord, who have fought and died that we might have freedom. For we have put on the whole armor of God. Our minds have been renewed. We are ready to stand up, and we will stand up. We are dressed and ready for victory, for we walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. We have a power to rule and reign with Christ this day. Furthermore, we speak to the mountain that come against us, and we will prevail. Oh God, we pray and thank you for the divine favor. In the mighty name of Jesus, this is Minister Candy with your inspirational corner. Oh God, it's so good.
Praise
Oh,
preach. Yes, Lord. You know what I was thinking about. We should say, can I change my mind? But, baby, that's wonderful. It's nothing but a mind thing. Y'all know what I'm finna do. I'm finna put it on ya. It's a mind thing, y'all be folk.
Let's do it.
All you got to do is do it. There is really nothing to it. Get in your mind to serve the Lord with all your heart. Cause that's the first place that you'll have for your start. All you got to do is do it. There is really nothing to it. Get in your mind to serve the Lord with all your heart. Cause that's the first place that you'll have to start. Lift your hand up. Do you remember what you said now? You said to be his warrior, his conqueror. What was it for? You should never enough. Get in your mind to serve the Lord with all your heart. Cause that's the first place that you'll have for your daughter. All you gotta do is do it. There is really nothing to it. Get in your mind to serve the Lord with all your heart. Cause that's the first place that you'll have for your daughter. You are here now. Do you think you're here to play now? You are to be a vessel he can use. Don't be no fool, you are the tool. You should never abuse this time. The word is what will be the mind. You gotta know the rhythm flows. Don't let your mind play tricks no more.
It's a mind thing, it's a mind thing, mind.
I don't know about you.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you, but I hope you're with me. I hope you're with me. I hope you're with me. But with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we do it on the Glorious Gospel. I hope you're with me, not with me.
Yeah.
With me.
We rolling.
Come on. He's about, yeah. I keep hearing him. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, right now, I want to bring it to you. I got to bring it to you. Right here, Pastor Andre Bean, all the way out of Bay Area, California. We're up in here. Up in here. God's finna bring it to us. Up in here. Ow! What? Changing. I'm just telling y'all about that shift, and I'm finna shift. Global Hope is getting ready to shift. I'm getting ready to get back up on the horse and try it again, y'all. I'm getting ready to gallop out of here. I got to bring it to you in every way I can, music-wise, writing-wise, and Minister Lord don't know it, but she's going to.
She got to get out of here.
She's more up on the horse than I am, but I tell you right now, it's in the go down right here in the ATL town. So So y'all keep your eyes open. My new CD project is getting ready to be released, and I tell you, I've got something for you. I've got something for you. So y'all just keep me praying up because I'm going to need it. Get that word out there. God bless everyone that came on and listened to Glorious Gospel Vibes right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'll check you out next week, same minute, same hour, same time. Minister Lolo, love you. Minister D, thank you. Have a blessed day.
Bless everyone.